or out into the wilderness. The guy's like, "Well, welcome to Rockford."
Yes, thank you very much.
And he begins kind of unhitching the horses and whatnot.
All right, I'll go check her swims.
Mm-hmm. I'll go search the town for Dagon.
Who?
You don't need to know.
Okay.
I'll be sure to be chased around.
Is he a friend of yours?
He's a friend of all.
I will sneak off and try to listen to what's happening in town.
Okay. So, streetwise, hotel,
Cthulhu mythos.
I guess I'll go talk to people.
Streetwise.
I'll escort her.
All right.
Buddy guy.
First, give me your streetwise, and then.
You get paid monthly.
For other work besides protecting you.
Charisma.
What charisma?
He doesn't have any.
He's just fancy.
Who are you? All right.
I don't talk.
Fads,
remember.
What I got.
Yeah, no, they're just kind of like, why is there this creepy lady watching us? All right.
See, if you make yourself look like a kid, it might not be that creepy. Okay, well, I'm going to use the restroom while I'm here.
All right. So, what question are you asking?
Anything odd happened? The four strangers came into town.
Have you heard about the murders?
You'll find out that most people have heard about the murders, and that's actually kind of the buzz of the town.
Does anyone know anything?
Nothing more than's been published.
Okay.
Okay, since Jessica's in the bathroom, you guys can give me a second one. But this basically represents kind of like, effectively 8 hours of listening to people perusing around the town.
Number four.
Four. Okay, question?
I'm trying to get what people are talking about, what fears, whatever.
Okay.
Strange things happening.
The thing that you catch is that they're all talking about the murders, and they're wondering if their town is next. But they're kind of glad that they haven't been hit yet.
Is there a penalty for trying to be subtle? As in not call attention?
Not
I was
really.
Going to ask about cult activity.
You get a lot of strange looks from the people, and a whole lot of no.
Okay.
Are you in a cult?
No.
Have you noticed anything strange? You know, are there any, you know, like, strange gatherings at night? Are there any... No?
No. All the gatherings are done at the church.
Lynch mob.
The Church of Dagon.
Nowhere near the ocean.
So, you know. The only gatherings they really have are here in Town Square, which happens a lot. This place gets used for gatherings a lot, especially around the little monument thingy. Because it's just kind of a meeting point. And then over at the church.
What's the monument thingy?
When you take a look at it, it is a monument
to Mother Hydra.
To the soldiers who have served in the basically English army. Who died overseas.
They're supporting the troops.
Supporting the troops. That's what you get out of it. Okay. And it looks like it's been here a while.
Is it a statue of a dude or something?
No, it's like a stone pillar.
Oh, okay.
It's like the Washington Monument. It's symbolic.
Yeah.
And incredibly phallic.
Yeah.
Daddy, why does the top of the Washington Monument blink? Because Washington is watching you.
Okay, so as you guys kind of head in, you guys actually see the other. Greetings! I'm Duby. Welcome to Rockford Motel.
You're French?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, bonjour, monsieur.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bonjour, monsieur. Mademoiselle. How can I help you two? You interested in a room?
It's, how many, what, two?
Two, you and you can share, and,
Well, if we can get two rooms. Probably if there's, two beds in each.
Ah, oui. Jacques, boy! Get that luggage!
I love that
one
name.
One bed in each.
Basically, along comes his son, who appears to be maybe 18 or 19. And who basically kind of walks up, he picks up your bag, and then your bags.
I tell him I can carry mine.
And service is everything, sir.
I help him by picking up a few of her bags.
In the...
Trevor White, right?
Yes. Only the
necessities.
She's only got a morning, afternoon, and evening outfit for every day we're out here. She didn't get the midday or
tea time.
And she only brought two of her makeup kits instead of all five.
Jacques, of course, escorts you to his room, to your rooms, and says, "Here's your key, mademoiselle. Here's your key." And he kind of opens it up and sets it down. Here are your beds. The washroom's right in there. Closets. Anything you need, here's the bell.
Thank you. I give him a shilling.
Ah, thank you, sir.
Best not to piss off the bell boys.
Enjoy your stay at the motel. You need anything, let me know.
Okay.
I'll be sure to.
I recommend the restaurant across the street for dinner time. It is quite tasty.
Thank you.
All right.
Boy! Get down here!
Good luck.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
What's a Frenchman doing up here?
They're everywhere. That's what I'm told. I heard this comment, like, they like to get around.
Is that French terrorist group here?
The Foreign Legion?
That helped us out?
I wouldn't know about the French in America. All we've got are the damn dirty Mexicans. And
Italians and Asians and Turks and Balkans and...
And Native Americans and...
No, they don't exist.
They're Injuns.
That's right. Let's well, Canadians. You got Quebecians.
I'm from the Southwest, so I deal with Asians, Mexicans, and Native Americans.
That's true. That is true. And Mormons.
They're their own class.
They are their own class.
It's just like they founded Salt Lake City yet, or something.
Yeah.
Salt Lake
City. It's been out there. Since you're from Nevada, I mean, you're literally just a stone's throw away from Utah.
Oh, beautiful Utah.
I enjoy the landscape of Utah. Anyway, so you guys set your bags up and whatnot, paired beds. They're actually fairly nice. Nice quality cotton sheets.
A lot of cotton here.
Actually, they've got a lot more wool, but...
Huh. Question. Does a concealed holster for a gun cost anything extra?
No, it's just kind of like a shoulder strap. It's about the same.
Okay. So it's the people I already had one? Mm-hmm. Or something like that?
Okay. Here's my bra.
Except, you know, yeah... You don't really have a reason to conceal yours. In fact, out in the West, it would make less sense to have a concealed one than to have one in the open.
True.
Because you want to let people know you're packing.
Otherwise, they do attack you.
Unless you're a lady.
Huh?
Unless you're a lady.
But you are definitely not. You might be in drag, but...
No, he could be a very masculine woman.
I have a problem if I try and pass like a lady. I am brawny with a D10 vigor.
Very.
You're Aveline. Manjaw. I'm playing through Dragon Age again, and I'm going to romance Meryl again. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere near Isabella, and Aveline winds up happily married if you don't date her.
No, you can't date her.
Huh?
You can hit on everyone. The only romanceable options are Aveline, Meryl, Fenris.
You said Aveline.
I'm sorry, not Aveline.
Isabella,
Meryl.
Well, I would suggest Isabella. Just see how she is.
No, I am so not interested in that. That is so well used that it's like the
yeah. By the way, you should put Varric and Isabella in a group, and then Aveline and Isabella in a group. It's really funny.
All I have to say is I hope they release a female character soon that you can romance that's more interesting than Meryl or Isabella.
What I found really funny, I brought Isabella.
Found out that
she
Isabella
was in my room.
Is kind of related to the assassin in the first game.
Who's?
Related?
What's his face? The Entebbean assassin?
Oh, Zevran? Yeah, she probably slept with him.
Nope. Well, yes.
You can actually bring him in and I'll force him with you.
Yep.
Yeah.
You,
Liliana,
Alistair, and Isabella.
Anywho. Or we can switch out Alistair for Zevran. Anywho.
Yep.
He actually gets upset if you don't bring him along.
I was never invited. What?
Always leave me out.
Because you're creepy.
You are creepy.
Anyway, continue.
Now that we've been completely derailed.
Should I continue down the derailing?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Renting rooms.
You guys were just renting rooms, and they're out and about on the town.
Well, we get back after 8 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jessica and I have 7 hours and 45 minutes.
You relax. It takes her a while to unpack. You drop your bag and you're good. All right, I'm done. You hear her. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm going to the bar.
They have a bar here?
They always
pub.
Hey, well, I will be here relaxing. My butt still hurts.
You hear downstairs.
I rode horses everywhere.
Yeah, you're like, what?
What?
That was comfy compared to what I'm used to.
I'm used to elephants, but the carriage is weird. It's flat.
Well, ignore bumps.
Yes, and it goes up and down. I'm used to going sideways. All
right.
Great. And I've got that Aladdin song stuck in
my head. All
right.
All right, I go to the bar and I'm going to try and hit people up for
information.
All right, what's your question?
I thought you were going to hit on people.
Basically, you're going to get one wise check.
Yeah. What do I want to ask? Has anyone besides us from out of town passed through recently?
Okay, sure. That's a reasonable one.
Did I ever get my 8? Curious how old my character is.
10.
10? Not really. There have been a couple of people, but they were a honeymooning couple, and they're still here.
Okay.
They're staying over at the hotel.
I'd imagine my character's age is early 20s, but I'm also Asian, so I age well, so...
The only other person is the person who comes in regularly, and he basically collects the wool harvest, so to speak.
Okay. Well, I continue chatting idly with drunks then.
He collects it from the woe trees.
The Woden Mountain Goat.
Yeah, you will hear a lot about how they try and say that they take every opportunity to try and prove that their wool is better than Scotland's or Wales' wool.
How's it better?
See, it's nice and fine, unlike that, which is hot.
I don't wear wool. Wool doesn't breathe.
It keeps you warm in the cold.
Yes!
And it is very cold up here!
You're right, it is cold up here! But where I'm from, you don't wear wool!
You know, honestly, I probably will go buy some sort of wool.
You've already gotten some at this point.
I'm like, it's cold up here. Thank you.
Cotton.
Yeah.
If they've started making shirts out of cotton.
Yeah, know. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, they have. That is what the South made its money on.
Cotton clothing?
Cotton. It was first tobacco, then cotton. The South was known as King Cotton until basically it got...
Well, I just wasn't sure when it actually got started. Well, it's production
still
made, as a...
It's still made
like 1800s, 1700s.
Okay. 1600. You can tell how much I know about the history of...
That's fine, dude. This is kind of one of my areas of interest.
We just learned about tobacco today.
Yeah.
In anthropology.
How it sucks all the life out of a land and that you rotate it effectively.
Yep, which they didn't.
We talked about that a long time ago. Yeah. We didn't really mention that today, actually.
All right, so, you guys have gotten that everyone is talking about the murders, and the town just feels kind of fortunate / blessed that they haven't been hit yet. And they're all worried that they are.
I was going to say, it seems more like wary that they're next.
Yeah.
Blink is the next church service.
Let's see. It was... The tournament was, I said, on the 7th. Let me open up the map.
So you have the calendar, so... It took us 3 days to get up. Well...
Yeah, hold on.
It was a couple then days afterwards.
Yep,
then
it was the 7th, then 2 days to get up to Roslyn. Finish that up.
Well, hang on. It was... We spent 2 days in town not doing anything.
Uh-huh.
And then we got the investigation. We spent a night, you know, to get more of the information. And then we went up for the 3 days.
For the Sunday. You were there for the Sunday service.
Yeah, I'm talking about when we get back.
Yeah, hold on. I'm doing math. You have the 3 days and you have the 2 days.
Sorry, I'm ahead.
Sunday service is actually tomorrow.
Convenient that.
Can we investigate that? Make sure it's not some crazy cult again.
So another church?
Well,
I keep on happening.
Honestly, when you look at this power, the pillars of power in society, the police, the military, the government, the church, those are your four big ones. So if you want to make sure your cult is okay, you got to appease these four or be one of those four. So you'll find cults in governments. You'll
That'd
find cults in police.
Bad
force.
To be called in the military.
That cult is effective. You break into the cult meeting, they all pull out weaponry.
No, that's a little handgun weaponry. The really, ooh, what is that?
Welcome to the cult.
I'm saying they don't pull it out; they already had it out.
That's the cult of Korn.
For the blood cult.
Skulls for the skull throne.
Okay. So, yes, it is tomorrow.
Very well. So, well, when you guys get back, whenever.
8 hours later.
Yeah, you guys are, of course, now you're really sore, having rode on a stagecoach and then having walked around town for a while.
Actually, I could just say that as stretching the legs instead of being crouched up into a little stagecoach.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're... After 8 hours of staying, your feet are a bit sore and your butt's been sore. Your legs feel fine, but it's on either end of your legs that's annoyed at this point.
Well, did you two learn anything new? Anything useful?
Not really.
They know about the murders. They're worried about it happening here.
There's a married couple staying in the hotel.
Are they suspects?
Mm-hmm. I asked about other people who'd come through town recently.
I look at how many rooms there are. Is there only two rooms?
No.
Yeah, who's a married couple?
There's actually about 10 to 12 rooms. So it's actually a decent sized motel.
Where was the last murder?
In a small town called Gladesdale.
Okay.
Now, did the murders occur like within certain amounts, so that it would technically be possible if you...
No.
We already have said that.
Okay. No, it is. So unless they have, as I said, the magical flying locomotion.
Okay.
That's where you got on the horse ideal. Okay. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Even a stagecoach won't be able to move that fast.
Okay.
Or they have greater teleport.
So, was there a pattern to the intervals between murders at all?
No.
No?
Okay. Well, except for 8 in the past 2 weeks, so it's at least one every other day.
Okay.
And the problem is, you know, sometimes it'd be, you know, you'd have one here and then one here, and there's no feasible way to get there
right in
that time.
Well, if this town may be next, there may be.
We came to this town because it's in the center of all the things.
Yes.
So this might be the best
place. It's the closest area to all of the locations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if it's actually is a cold. This is probably the best place for their bases.
Yes, and then when it is spread.
All of them are all the places are within 40 miles of this place. I was incorrect when I said radius earlier. I meant to say diameter.
Aha.
All of them are 40 miles within contact of here, which is, like, basically 2 days or one day of, like, butchering your horse's legs to get there fast.
Well, I propose we, someone, or at least a couple of us, go on patrol tonight, just to be safe.
Yeah, it seems like the murder, if there's going to be one here, would be tonight or tomorrow.
We want to keep track of people coming in and out of town. Yes. Because if this is a cult, there would be messages and something like, and so we have to return back and tell people.
All right. Well.
Well, it's late in the evening now, so I suggest we have dinner. The two nice young men suggested we eat over there.
Well.
Well, it's Dupik and his son Jacques. Jacques was the one who recommended. Dupik is the father who sends the money.
Okay. Well, Jacques mentioned that we go over there. He was a nice boy. He's cute.
Yes, actually, he is cute.
Very well. Sounds all right.
So I say we eat. You guys rest up. Whoever has the most energy can go on patrols.
The woman who's not going on patrol. How dare we even assume that we'd interrupt your beauty rest?
And then we can go to church tomorrow and investigate further.
Stupid rich nobles.
Very well. How was the restaurant?
You guys head into the restaurant. You guys kind of get a table into yourselves. You can see that actually a lot of people kind of visit this area. You will basically catch that the sheriff, vicar, and mayor kind of actually have their own
table.
Yeah. But you'll the postmaster is here, the guy who is eating dinner with the junior postmaster. He's the guy who runs the post office and the telegram office. But also here's the deputy.
Can I shoot the sheriff?
No, the sheriff's elsewhere.
Damn. I don't see the deputy.
So the deputy actually kind of looks at you guys and kind of he picks up a drink and kind of walks over to your guys' table as you guys are eating and says, "Ah, interesting. Mind if I sit down? Sorry, I'm developing a Western accent right here in the center of England."
I'm the deputy in these here parts.
Thank you. Thanks, Cletus.
That's from here, are you?
Yep.
If you don't mind, I'd like to have a seat.
Welcome.
I'm the one who extends the welcome. Welcome to Rockford. I haven't seen any of you individuals here before.
We're members of the Black Mesa Trading Company from London. We're looking to expand our business, and we were hoping to look into your full trade.
I haven't heard of you.
We just got ourselves established recently.
You started like 2 months ago.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Less than that, even.
Mm-hmm. Not many deals have been brokered as of
well. I'm sure you can talk with some of the individuals around here. They're more than happy to tell you about the benefits of the wool in the area.
Oh, believe me, I was at the bar earlier. They were quite vocal about their.
Yes. But I'd recommend you, do your deals and get out of town quickly.
Something about those murders.
Yes.
Do you think one will happen here?
Sir, I certainly hope not, but I'd recommend you don't stay in town long. I don't think it's safe.
Oh.
Especially for outsiders.
Oh.
You had to see that coming. Honestly, you had to see that coming.
What?
For outsiders.
16 on notice. Is there more to this than he...
Yes.
I'm from Britain.
He's definitely giving you the message of get out.
Like the unfriendly get out, not the I'm worried for your safety get out?
Get out. Sounds like unfriendly to me.
Well, I have experience with people being unfriendly to me.
That there is a bit of, you know, earnest worry.
But at the same time, there's also some...
Get out of town while you can.
Okay. Well, we'd hate to overstay our welcome. We'll just stay here as long as it takes us to broker the deals we need.
Who would you say has the best wool?
Oh, that's something you'd want to ask Stockwell. He's the mayor.
How will we arrange a meeting?
You could probably... Not a lot of business... Damn, I keep switching accents. Not a lot of business around here. So, especially for the mayor. So you may be able to just
set up a meeting. His office is right over there.
Well, we'll definitely have to wait till Monday. We wouldn't want to interrupt the Sabbath.
Sure.
Not a religious one.
Well, miss, I'm the deputy. Crime doesn't rest on Sunday.
You have to wake me, I know that feeling.
Oh, no worries. Not all religions are based on days.
What?
Ignore her crazy talk.
Right.
Heathens.
Stupid Christianity. Sunday business.
I don't think Buddhists have a day that they say it is sacred.
Really?
I don't think so.
Nor does
most religions.
Yeah. Just us. Weirdos.
Well, it's anything based on the books of Abraham, as it's called. Judaism, Islam, and
Christianity.
Well, he gets up and kind of just leaves.
Nice name, Mac.
Yes, very nice.
Mm. Might want to keep an eye on him.
Right, he's the deputy. He's doing his job.
While I believe that there could be corruption in the police, I really think that's a small town police.
And like I said, most small towns don't like outsiders.
Yeah, better to be safe than sorry.
If we wanted to build relations here and get good deals in the wall, then yes, we could work on that. But that's just, he don't like outsiders.
You're taking this trading company thing way too seriously.
This is our cover! And this is how we made our money, technically. Make the lodge go.
I actually do agree with you. I think we should actually.
What if you two came in serious and some knowledge in trading, and then we can get started on this?
See my next business and get knowledge trade or something.
Knowledge business.
Business. There you go.
That's actually a legitimate thing to do. Except it would be unladylike for a woman.
Give me money.
It's unladylike.
So basically what you're saying is Ryan has to get it, or myself,
or you.
I'm not... What I'm saying
publicly,
is... Publicly, one of you two. She could be behind you go... But publicly, she could not be the business
woman. Since it's not... Basically, since she can't be it, that means we can't take advantage of her charisma.
That is correct.
Unless she stands there and...
No, this is knowledge business. This isn't... persuasion, this isn't intimidation, the charisma that goes into trading. This is just knowing how businesses work and managing them.
I got the paperwork, you do this and this and this, you do that.
She needs smurfs for knowledge business. That has nothing to do with charisma.
That doesn't have to do with sales, that doesn't have to do with advertising.
Okay, so technically she could still walk up and talk to
people. But she could not be the owner or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Co-owner.
So basically... One of us has to be a figurehead. We don't actually have to have any of the skills.
Yes, but she cannot publicly be seen as the owner, the manager, the anything.
Basically, she's a secretary or...
No, if someone comes for saying we need to speak to the owner, the first people that we should direct them to is one of you two. Mm-hmm. Although technically we are the owners and we would be able to deal with the interactions, males are the ones in charge.
Male-dominated society.
What we do is we write notes for you guys. You just have it hanging on to them. Okay, but ask us.
Because we are still the owners. It's just secondary owners. All right.
Well then.
And technically, one of the slang is in this time, if you're a businesswoman, that means you're a prostitute. You are an entrepreneur. That is the appropriate term for women. You can be businessmen. But they have to be entrepreneurs, not business women. Because if you say, we're the two owners and these are the business women. Oh! That kind of trading company.
Yep.
You got anything a little younger?
Oh, bird!
They are armed.
Younger, maybe a bit slimmer.
By the way, the deputy's name was Owen.
Owen?
Not
Owen.
Wayne.
No, it's Owen.
Fuck you, Owen.
As I said, I don't think number two has the replay value of number one.
Remember, we have none of Owen's blood. He just blasted us with his blood, but we don't have it.
Jawin.
Yeah, that's
Owain was the tranquil.
He was the tranquil.
That's why I was like,
sorry, Jowen.
Yes.